T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. So glad to have you on this Tuesday. U.S. men's national team is about a minute and a half away from advancing to the knockout stage and facing the Netherlands, but still about 90 seconds left to go. We've been talking about the other kind of football, the NFL, here today. And we're so pleased now to be joined by Sean King, one of our all-time favorites, because he doesn't hold back. He is the co-host of Primetime on VSiN. Of course, won a Super Bowl with the Bucks. Sean, thanks so much for the time today. How are you?
Maggie, Andrew, happy holidays. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you, and happy holidays to you, too. Okay, first settle something for us, because Perloff and I just don't agree on this, which is Matt Ryan last night, Tom Brady on Sunday. I think, Sean, these veteran quarterbacks should also get criticism when the end of the game situations get as funky as what happened last night or what happened with the Bucks against the Browns. Like, Matt Ryan should get up and call timeout whether he thinks he has the first down or not. Brady should be able to call timeout when they're driving to try to win the game in regulation. Perloff thinks that they're just executing orders from up top or from the sideline. What do you think?
I think they're different situations. I think Brady is kind of not culpable because it was the defense that was on the field, and that would have been directly Todd Bowles' responsibility. I just felt like Matt Ryan played a bad game start to finish. He never seemed comfortable. He never seemed like fully in tune with what Pittsburgh was trying to do. For a guy of his experience, he didn't have a lot of pocket presence throughout the game, so I think as a coach, you have to understand game flow. And he looked discombobulated, so I wouldn't anticipate that, you know, he was capable at that time of properly utilizing the timeouts. But I think it just showcased, you know, as good of a person as I think Jeff Saturday is, as much as he wants to succeed in this situation, that was the first time he had been kind of in a game management, clock management type spot. And I don't think he handled it well. He also had, I call him PlayStation Parks. Guy went from the PlayStation to call his name. He had an offensive coordinator who's never even been a position coach. So I think the inexperience hurt the Colts down the stretch. And it's very few quarterbacks that are in control of timeouts. You know, because a lot goes into why and when you would call a timeout. What are you attempting to do? What's the score of the game? Who's the opposing quarterback? How's the game been going? Do we want to score with no time on the clock? Because we don't want to get, you know, in a situation like Detroit did on Thanksgiving with Buffalo, where you give a Josh Allen too much time. Like, a lot goes into it. It should be handled by the head coach.
So, as long as we're talking about old quarterbacks, I have a question about both Matt Ryan and Tom Brady. Matt Ryan seemed to be throwing the ball low consistently. Like, guys were wide open. It was hitting them in the knees. And Tom Brady is throwing the ball 10 yards in front of him. Is this old age we're seeing with these guys, or is there something different going on?
I think it is. You know, the thing about Father Time, he don't really give you like a 2-week notice. You know how you get a great job and you go to your current employer and say, you know, I've really enjoyed my time here. I want to be professional as I move into this next stage of my life. So in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's you not know, you,
Father
it's me.
Time just kinda, yeah. Yeah, Father Time just shows up, and, you know, you go to make a cut you used to make, and you can't make it. You know, you go to throw a pass that you used to make, and now it's so, I mean, they're trying to adjust on the fly as they're deteriorating, you know, because of age. We'll see if they can get it done. Listen, at the same time, they both had tremendous careers, so I'm not going to come over here and and badmouth Matt Ryan and Tom Brady, who've been good for a long time. They got old. It happens. It'll happen to all of us, hopefully.
Sean King is our guest. He's the co-host of VSiN, Primetime, excuse me, on VSiN. So, Sean, we're talking about age. Is that what you're seeing with Russell Wilson, too, or do you think that's a totally different situation?
Well, I think what we found out is as Brady and Belichick separated, it probably was 65-35 Brady from a success ratio standpoint. As Russ has moved away from Pete Carroll, maybe it was 65-35 Pete Carroll. Mm. You know, people look at Russell Wilson and they forget that he was a third-round pick selected to be the backup to Matt Flynn, who Seattle had just signed to a big contract in that offseason. So he's really overachieved, to be honest. Mm. You know, he never was considered a first-round pick or a franchise saver. So if his career ends right now, he still had a career that superseded or exceeded, you know, his expectations coming into the league. So I just look at Russell through that prism. He's not playing very well this year. The one thing I will say, I think Russell is really diminishing his opportunity to be in the Hall of Fame. I think if he went to Denver and played at the level he played at Seattle, he was going to go into the Hall. Based on the way he's performed, if nothing changes next year, I think it pushes Russell out of the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Wait, can I follow up that, Sean? Do you think that watching how badly this trade, at least right now, has worked out for Denver, do you think that guys like Aaron Rodgers, maybe, I know his contract is not easily tradable, but do you think it, you know, you look at either the Packers or from Rodgers' side and say, hey, maybe it's better if we just stay together? You know, I think Matthew Stafford and Tom Brady made it look like it was so easy to just change teams and have success right away. Do you think Russell Wilson has maybe scared off some veteran quarterbacks from trying to take that route?
Well, I don't think Russell can blame anyone but himself. Like, honestly, Nathaniel Hackett doesn't look like he's going to be an elite head coach based on what we've seen.
No.
But Russell hadn't played well. You know, so Stafford succeeded in L.A. because he played at a high level last year. You know, Brady was a free agent. He went to Tampa. He played at an MVP level. He threw, 5,000 yards and 40 touchdowns last year. So their performances are drastically different than Russell. If you're Green Bay, you're looking at it from the other way. If we can trade Aaron and Jordan Love can be for us what Geno Smith has been for Seattle, and we can get multiple first-round selections, you know, as well, then that to me is a no-brainer. You know, because when you look at that roster, it's built more for a Jordan Love age quarterback than an older veteran player like Aaron Rodgers.
What do you mean by that?
A no-brainer to trade Rodgers?
Well, I mean, Christian Watson is a rookie. Romeo Doubs, I know he's injured. He's a rookie. You know, Aaron Jones, Dylan, those are relatively young players. I mean, that roster is the way that it currently exists. I mean, a lot of young players on defense, Rashad Gary, Quay Walker, like, they got a young team. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not a team that is full of veterans like Tampa, you know, was with Gronkowski and A.B. and Mike Evans and, you know, Pierre Paul. No, those guys were all, you know, veterans, multiple Pro Bowls. Like, we got to win a ring or else. Like, Green Bay's in a different spot. If Jordan Love is even 75% of what he showed, you know, versus the Eagles and a limited exposure – what you could get back for Aaron Rodgers, I think it sets the organization up to move forward in a much more healthy situation than if you keep Rodgers, who doesn't look happy, who seems frustrated with having to be a part of the growth process of these young players.
Can I take one step back to Russell Wilson? This is for both of you. Can I just make a little case for Russell Wilson? He is throwing to nobody, and they're the most injured team in the league. And he was amazing 2 weeks ago against the Raiders in the first half. It looked like the old Russ. There's something in there. I think he's 34. If all those guys come back healthy, I mean, wouldn't you look at the Broncos maybe as an improved team next year? Are we sure that he's totally washed?
Well, that's not what people were saying coming into this. People were saying he's getting Courtland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy. And Javonte Williams got injured, but they were saying Javonte Williams and Melvin Gordon, two good, you know, young backs. So I don't buy that. Plus, the eye test says Russell's not playing well. You know what? This isn't a whole bunch of drops. This is Russ taking bad sacks, Russ missing open guys. Russ acting like he's allergic to utilizing his athleticism. So a lot of this falls on Russ.
But he did hurt his hamstring in week five, and he hasn't been able to run at all. He looks like, even when you see
you
him
sound
running,
like a Russ apologist.
I'm a Russ apologist.
You are a Russ apologist.
Possibly he's injured, you know. And I was actually, when I asked you before, I kind of thought Matt Ryan looked injured last night. I always see these quarterbacks, you know, Aaron Rodgers said, if you're a quarterback and you get out there, you play. But something like a thumb injury or something, aren't quarterbacks banged up a lot, and can't that affect the play more than we know?
Well, you're talking to a quarterback that played when you can actually get hit. So I don't think any of the guys that played during my era would have any sympathy for any of the guys playing currently. I mean, because if they touch you hard, it's a roughing the passer. I mean, if they hit you high, it's personal foul. If they hit you low, it's personal foul. So the contact on the quarterback has been minimized significantly. I mean, go watch some and we're not talking about a long time ago. I played in the 2000s. Go pull up some games from 2000, 2001, 2002, and then get back to me.
I know. I think it's actually surprising. Like, Brady actually has played through this whole era where you could get absolutely destroyed, like decapitated, and now he plays in, you know, this more two-hand touch kind of thing.
Yeah, Sean, have you ever had, I mean, you got hit all the time. Have you ever been out there and hurt and had a bad game and known it was because you were injured partly and then got killed by everybody else even though you were hurt at the time?
Well, here's the approach I took. Listen, when we win, the quarterback's going to get a lot of, he's going to get a lot of things that come his way in a positive direction that maybe he isn't directly responsible for. And you accept those. So I always took the approach, when we lose, there's going to be some stuff that comes my way. It's probably not my fault, but I got to take that as well. And that's how you create a sense of leadership in the locker room.
Yeah.
When the guys know that you aren't just in it for the good moments, but you're in it through the thick and thin. You know, that left tackle knows when it's his mistake, and he's watching how you handle it when you get on the podium. You know, a perfect example is Zach Wilson.
Yep.
You know, Zach Wilson forgot in a moment of weakness that this is a team sport, and they've been covering for you during this winning streak, and you've been playing bad then too. You know, now that you guys lose and they ask you to take some and carry some of the blame and burden, you don't want to. So as a quarterback, you just have to understand it comes with the territory. Take the good with the bad. You know, internally, the film is the truth. So if it's not your fault, internally the people are going to know because they're watching the film. They'll know if the receiver ran the wrong route or if you made the right decision and he dropped it. Like, they're going to know all that. So don't feel like you have to defend yourself in the media.
Sean, thanks so much for the time today. Appreciate it. I actually just have one last one before we let you go. And, of course, Sean King is the co-host of VSiN Live Primetime, Primetime on VSiN. So this kind of came up a little bit on Twitter, and I hate to bring that up because what starts on Twitter is usually stupid, but I would love to get your take on it. If you could have Tua or Justin Herbert right now, who would you take?
I'll be honest, and Herbert's the more talented player physically. I think Tua has more championship genealogy. Like, Tua's the guy that I think is going to fight through a whole bunch of stuff, going to have more composure in the pocket, going to look adversity in the face and stand there and do what it takes to be successful. But he doesn't have the arm talent of Justin. He's not as tall as Justin. Ironically, he's not as good of an athlete as Justin. But I think Justin Herbert still has to mature, you know, from a mental toughness standpoint. There are times when the rush bothers Justin. There are times when I think he allows chaos to make him chaotic. You don't see that with Tua. Tua's calm when everything's chaotic around him. So I think it's kind of a yin and a yang there. It probably depends on who my head coach is, you know, what talent do I have around him. You're probably always going to lean towards the more talented player in the end, but I do think that Tua's further ahead, and maybe it goes back to the culture at Alabama, you know, based on or opposed to the culture at Oregon where Herbert had, three head coaches in his time at Oregon. So, you know, he didn't come in, I think, with that foundation mentally that Tua did.
Sean, can't tell you how much we appreciate this. We love your perspective. Love that you don't hold back. It's awesome. Love watching you on VSiN on primetime. Thanks so much for the time. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, happy holidays, everyone.
Thanks. You too, Sean. Talk to you in a bit. Appreciate that. That was Sean King.
That's
awesome.
So interesting about Justin Herbert. When things aren't calm around you, you become uncalm. That's me. Things start to get chaotic. Don't turn to me. I got none of that championship genealogy. I don't know if you do.
You know what?
You know, when things start to go haywire, I'm like, oh, crap.
You know, I got to be honest. I am also very quick to panic.
Yeah.
I am not the calm person. It's like, oh, wait, like an alarm goes off. I'm like headed to the door.
I think of myself, if I was an NFL quarterback and that rush was coming at me, to stay in there the last second till your receiver breaks open. Whatever that is, I don't have it.
Yes, I was not born with it. I don't think you can acquire it.
It's amazing about Tua, too. That's a really great explanation because Tua does this thing that I didn't understand. It seems like seems like he's about to get hit, and then it's out of his hands and right in the receiver's hands. Because he doesn't look like he's panicking at all. It's a great description. I hadn't heard it like that.
Yeah, absolutely love it. If you miss any of our interview with Sean King, you can always download the Maggie and Perloff podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We put our best of clips on YouTube every day. Go to YouTube. You can search out our names. It's so easy. Maggie and Perloff. Go there, hit subscribe, and of course, we would be forever grateful. Coming up, the biggest frauds in the NFL. Got that. Plus, we have to get to college. Perloff and I have predictions. What we think the College Football Playoff Committee is going to do tonight. Meanwhile, United States won. They are through to the knockout round, took care of business against Iran. They will now face the Netherlands Saturday at 9 a.m. That's going to be on Fox. Go, go, USA. That was an awesome win for the Americans.
Wait, is Van Nistelrooy still there for the Holland? What are we talking about here? They're really good, aren't they?
They're really good, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous
already. The Netherlands. They don't mess around.
Yeah, who's their star player?
Virgil van Dijk, a Liverpool defender, their captain and best player. He's really good.
That darn Van Dijk.
Damn it, Van Dijk. Dang.
You know what? We got to keep positive, though.
Was I right about Van Nistelrooy? That's an old star, right? He was there. Help me out here.
Never heard of him.
I mean, I know Van Nistelrooy is Ruud van Nistelrooy, but I don't know if he was Netherlands?
No one has any clue. Frantically Googling.
I have no idea.
Way to bring up like a Dutch speed skater.
I remember the last time I watched the World Cup, they had it like the biggest star was in there.
Yes. Yeah. Ruud van Nistelrooy. He is no longer there. I mean, he was maybe
like 25
he's
years
50.
Ago.
I mean, he's 46 right now.
He's 46.
He last played for the national team in 2011, but you're right on it.
When he played, he was awesome.
The big Netherlands star last time in the last World Cup. They have like a huge star, like a Ballon d'Or type winner. No, wow. I'll be out of here.
Ballon d'Or, good for you.
You really Perla, went there.
Look at this.
Wait, we've got massive soccer fans, Stu, and we got Sam.
No,
EJ, are you a soccer fan too? Okay, he's a soccer fan also, and nobody knows who you're talking about.
I'll look it up. You guys will know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, because they're so into the Premier League and stuff. I don't think you guys are as into the international scene. Like, you guys know more.
I mean,
the World Cup. You're much more into the different teams, right?
Yeah, but because that's more often than the World Cup. The World Cup's only every 4 years.
Yeah. I'm trusting these guys. They know. Anyway, USA, on to the knockout stage. How about that? Look at us.
Von Persie may have been the guy you're thinking of.
Yeah, Von Persie. Even that sounds familiar to me. Slightly.
Still there?
Is he still there? Who knows? 855-212.
We're going to take down Von Persie, whether you're playing or not, buddy.
Whether you're on the roster or not. This sounds like LeBron James talking to someone, to some soccer star. 855-212.
I didn't have the privilege of watching you.
Who played last week? 855-212-4227. All right. We got all that? Sure. Okay. Coming up. The biggest frauds in the NFL, plus a little college football. We're back in a minute on Maggie and Perloff.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got
you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're back on Maggie and Perloff. So, Maggie, we've had 2 days to sort of let the Jordan Love fourth quarter soak over us. How could you not want to see this guy play just to see? We might have another elite quarterback in the NFL just sitting there, and nothing gets America more excited than winning a World Cup game or having a 24-year-old quarterback who might be good. We thought Justin Fields was going to reinvent the game 3 weeks ago, and he couldn't even win a football game. So imagine if Jordan Love is
Jordan Love didn't win either.
Yeah, fair, true. But I just, you know, we have a great young quarterback just sitting there. I feel like we need action here. I think we need to step up and get this guy on the field.
Well, what do you want to start, like a letter-writing campaign?
Yes.
I mean, what, we don't have any control over this thing. Aaron Rodgers says that he's healthy. The scans came back. Everything's positive, so he's going to play against the Bears. Good night, Jordan Love. I mean,
I'm borrowing your Zach Wilson theory. Get him out there against the Bears. Get that guy's confidence up.
I know. Well, yeah, Aaron Rodgers' confidence, he's not lacking for that. For Jordan Love. I mean, so Sean King just joined us, who is obviously a former NFL quarterback and won a Super Bowl with the Bucs, and he thought that you should trade Aaron Rodgers, right? So he thought no-brainer. And the reason why he said that was not just because of what he saw in Jordan Love and how encouraged he was by that, but see what just happened for the Seattle Seahawks. If you could trade Rodgers and get a haul, now I'm not sure if you will get exactly what Russell Wilson got, but if, because he's older and is being paid a lot more money, but you could set your franchise up for the next generation just by making that trade.
I think if you get any draft picks, that's sort of gravy on top of this. I think,
of course, it'd be draft picks.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you're not getting rid of Rodgers, though, so you could get this draft capital. So you can draft 4 more defensive players who couldn't tackle anybody. I mean, we've seen this. Honestly, I think you're getting rid of him to make room for Jordan Love and move towards the future. It's a more important. Yes, draft picks would be great, but it's not because we get so much value for him. It's because you got to know what you have in Jordan Love at some point, right? Hey, maybe you do get those Aaron Rodgers picks. You give Jordan Love, get one first rounder for him. Then you have your own first rounder. If Jordan Love doesn't work out, you're in great position next year. Caleb Williams is in the draft. Boom. Another decade of Green Bay quarterback excellence.
I mean, what's going to be more embarrassing for professional sports? How many football teams tank for Caleb Williams, or how many basketball teams will end up tanking for the French windmill, Victor Wembanyama?
Well, I know, but the problem is we all tank for Sam Darnold, too.
that one didn't work out that well.
Yeah. The tanking in football is really, the next year's quarterback class is like, that's like my made-up girlfriend in the Niagara Falls area in high school. It's always this illusion out there that is never works out in reality. You know what I'm talking about. This year's quarterback class, and we'll get into it more when we get closer to the draft. This was supposed to be the quarterback class, And it is falling apart. It falls apart every Saturday. It's a new disaster in the quarterback class.
I know. My guy, Hendon Hooker, tearing his ACL. That was going to be my key right there. I was like, you go with Hendon Hooker. He's got the experience. Going to be like Joe Burrow, you know. Not a young guy like Sam Darnold is barely 23 right now. He's already flamed out in basically two different places. Instead, you get the veteran sort of dude who's been around the block. But well, now he tore his ACL.
So even with him, you still have five other teams that need quarterbacks. So there's still a lot of quarterback demand, and there's not a lot of supply.
It's very interesting.
Basic economics right there, Maggie.
Thank you. I don't know what we would have done without you, Mr. London School of Economics. Thank you for gracing us with your presence today.
I did take introduction to macroeconomics. I got a B+. So there you go. So came in handy.
In your face. Yeah. Nice job.
Yeah, yeah.
Promote this man.
That was not a brag. That was admitting I have no idea what I'm talking about.
855-212-4CBS. Oh, fun. Let's go to Nolan. He's in Indianapolis. Wants to talk about Aaron Rodgers. Nolan, how's it going?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's on your mind?
Not much. Shout out to Sean King. I used to bench Brad Johnson and Madden and put him in the starting QB slot.
There you go. We're going to pass it along.
You guys think maybe that might have some influence on his opinion about trading Rodgers? Maybe he wish Brad Johnson would have gotten traded so he could have gotten – I think he should have been the starting QB, but – that's besides the point.
Interesting. I love Aaron Rodgers,
I think that, like, with the Colts, there's some communication issues, right? So if you can trade him to the Colts and then Ursay continues his reunion party, you bring in Pat McAfee as an assistant head coach.
There you go.
Deal with the communication. You bring in Luck to be an architect of the offense. You bring in Peyton Manning to be the GM, and then you bring in Gary Brackett to be the defensive coordinator. And you definitely make sure that Ryan Grigson is locked behind bars and completely away from the team so that Andrew Luck can, you know, stay alive.
I mean,
there you go.
I love it. I think you've solved it, Nolan, especially the part about McAfee. I mean, you come in, they're doing podcasts during the football game. I think that's probably a good idea. You know, where's Dallas Clark? Does he not have a job?
Probably not. Dallas Clark, who didn't wear the only receiver in the NFL who didn't wear gloves by the end of the 2010s. Anyway, I tell you, I'm Googling Dutch soccer stars to see if I can figure out what I'm talking about.
You're Googling Dutch soccer stars?
Do you guys remember
stars?
Robin Van Persie? That guy was around.
They just said Van Persie.
They said Van Persie,
before the break, when Perloff was talking about, when it was,
he's not
only did he get a B+ in macroeconomics, Perloff got maybe a D- in Dutch soccer players.
He got Van Nistelrooy, I mean, a decade ago, that would have been a big name.
Hey, where does Netherlands sort of rank? Not that the rankings are always
They're usually like a top five, top seven type team. They're very good.
And if you're just joining us and you're wondering why all of a sudden the conversation just miraculously switched from Aaron Rodgers to the Netherlands, it's because the United States beat Iran 1-0 today. They advance to the knockout round where they will face the Netherlands.
Technically, the conversation changed from who should have been the starting quarterback for the Bucks in the early 2000s to Dutch soccer players.
And that Sean King somehow has it out for starting quarterbacks everywhere. Let's go to Nick. He's in Portland. Hey, Nick, what's up?
Hey, how guys? I just wanted to call and say the player Perloff is talking about is Arjen Robben. And yes, he did almost win the Ballon d'Or. I forgot what year he got third place, but behind Messi and Ronaldo, but only because they dominated that competition for about the last decade. But yeah, Arjen Robben.
No, wait, I'm not sure that's what I was thinking. Does he have reddish hair?
No, he's been pretty much bald since his early 20s. But
same guy.
What?
That's him.
You're just throwing darts up against the wall. You don't get credit for that.
No, I actually admitted to the guys. I think I was talking about the Croatian guy. Tell me his name, Luka Modric. Yeah, I think I was thinking of Luka Modric. Nah, I was thinking of some Dutch guy. Anyway, thank
Perloff's
you.
Like, wait a minute, did he have brownish, reddish, blondish hair?
Well,
maybe he was bald because that's what.
A lot of guys on the Dutch team have kind of reddish hair, right?
In that's 2019, there is Virgil van Dijk who finished second in the Ballon d'Or.
Really? Wow. There's a lot of Dutch guys up there, aren't there?
Yeah, he's still on the team. He's their best player right now, Van Dijk.
Well, he's going down. So yeah. He's going down
Whatever
hard.
His name is, he's going down. Perloff talking tough. I don't know, man. I think it's great that the U.S. made it to the knockout round, right?
No, come on. We need higher expectations than that, don't we?
Well, I don't know. Paul's in California. Paul, what do you think, bud?
Hey, guys.
How's it going? Thanks for the photos yesterday, Paul, by the way. They were awesome.
Maggie, Big Dog had me print out your email response back. He's got it on his wall right now.
And if anyone else would like to email us, actually, we got a fun email from Mike in Vegas yesterday I forgot to tell you guys about. You can always email us if you're not a big Twitter person or not a big Instagram, TikTok. Of course, we have all those things, YouTube channel and all. But if you want to email us, MaggieandPerloff@gmail.com is the place to go. Okay, Paul, what's up? What do you have to say about the World Cup?
Oh, my God. And first of all, I need to apologize because I was an hour late into your show because I was watching the World Cup. And Big Dog looked over at me and he goes, Dad, you're acting like Maggie right now on a Bills game because I was so riveted and I was so nervous about it. It was, man, they led with their front foot the whole game. Except for the last the 9 minutes of extended play, just I mean I was just terrified. Yeah. But gosh, our boys did it.
See, Paul,
hoorah of the U.S.
Paul, if you're acting like Maggie, if this was a Bills win, she would be like, you know, but Gabe Davis did drop that 10-yard out in the second quarter.
Andrew, I'm very aware if they're not up by 40, she has an issue.
Full panic, Paul.
Paul gets it. Paul understands
it. Hey, guys, as always, love the show. Keep up the great job, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay, thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. Say hi to Big Dog for us, of course.
Big Dog.
I should show you the photos. We got to print them out. They print it out and put it on their wall. We're going to print out them and we'll put them on our wall too.
What did Mike in Vegas send in? Something good?
I'll get it in the break. I got to read through it one more time just to make sure. I don't want to read it on the air. Yeah. he called. He did something. Then he called back, remember, because he wanted to clarify his point. Found out he was at the M&M store on the Vegas Strip.
Oh,
then he emailed just to make triple clarify the point he wanted to make yesterday. But it was a fun email. I'll get to that in a second. Okay, quickly, Mike in Wisconsin. Mike, what's up, bud? You got about 20 seconds.
All right. All I wanted to say is, first of all, Russell Wilson is not leaving Denver.
No.
Because they got too much money invested, so Aaron Rodgers is not going there.
No.
I can see Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love finishing out this year together, starting next year together. Rodgers retires, and Jordan Love takes over the year after.
Yeah, Mike, I think you're spot on. I think it's maybe not the most like chaotic way it could go, or maybe not best for content, but I think that's ultimate. I think Aaron Rodgers starts this season, next season.
Yeah,
that's Packers.
That's the simplest explanation. Probably the most likely scenario. Wishful thinking. If you could say you weren't tied in all that money to Rodgers, you think the Packers secretly want to move on, or they won't? Maybe they're tired of this drama.
Also, the other part too. Can I see Jordan Love for like a little bit more?
Well, I don't even. Did you see that pass to Christian Watson? What else do you need to see?
I don't know. Can I see him just a little bit longer? Because here's the thing: like all the stuff coming out of Green Bay was he's not ready.
Even in preseason, the guy throws a beautiful pass. And that's all
nice
I need to see to fall absolutely in love with the quarterback.
Yes.
And you would think, you know, it's a good offensive system. It's supposed to be, you know, you got young weapons. I like what Sean King said. It's a young team. What's Aaron Rodgers doing there? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I just wonder how many first-round picks they could get for Rodgers at his age, with his contract. Are you getting three like what Seattle got for Russ?
For a 40-year-old quarterback who doesn't want to be there in the first place?
Yeah, see, I don't know about the haul. Yeah.
You get,
I think you get two.
Two first rounders for Aaron Rodgers, $50 million at 40 years old? Really? I'd be shocked.
I mean, it's the NFL. Like, you have a team you think is ready to win. Someone is definitely dumb enough to do that. And actually, I don't know if it'd be that dumb.
For Aaron Rodgers right now?
Yes. Aaron Rodgers right now.
Don't you think he wants to retire?
Well, that's what Mike in Wisconsin just said. I mean, that's probably a little bit more on point.
I mean, if you trade for him, aren't you scared that he's going to want to quit after a year?
Yes, I would be scared about that. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. But then he also says all this stuff about the competitive fire burning and all that stuff. I mean, he can't let it go. None of these guys can.
Yeah, especially when you're mathematically still in it, the competitive fire. Get out of here.
The competitive fire only burns when you're still mathematically alive. Once you're mathematically eliminated, the competitive fire gets poured, like you pour water on the campfire.
Yeah. I don't think he has quite the same fire. Also, he's singing such a different tune on Tuesday than he did on Sunday that leads me to believe that one of the two is not totally authentic.
You know, he's no Christian Pulisic. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I mean, is he going to lay his body on the line?
Is he going to? lay his body on the line so the U.S. can advance to get destroyed by the Netherlands? Answer us that, Aaron Rodgers. I'm sorry,
Aaron Rodgers had basically a punctured lung and a broken right thumb, and he was going out there throwing a football against 300-pound men. Christian Pulisic gets hit in the groin by a 145-pound goaltender.
The guy's not 145 pounds.
He got hit by a guy Mike Sampter size in in the thigh. Basically.
I wish I was 145.
855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Okay, coming up, the big question facing Jim Harbaugh. We haven't gotten to this yet. Maybe some questions now surrounding the Michigan quarterback, Michigan coach, pardon me, coming off of their massive win over Ohio State. Get to that in a minute. Time for a CBS Sports Update. Here is Rich Ackerman.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. Everyone here in a really good mood. USA beat Iran 1-0. They're on to the knockout stage. We're all soccer fans except for Perloff.
I am totally a soccer fan. I don't know why people get so mad about my little comment about Christian Pulisic running into the goalie. Okay, it wasn't like he was risking his life on that play. And people he's a hero because he scored a goal. He's not a hero because he took a knee.
Okay, but he took the knee that left that held him out of the entire second half. So we know it wasn't just like your run of the mill kind of, you know, shot to the junk.
I do think, okay, maybe there is some, I have some issues with the way soccer players approach their health.
Well, it's a little boy cried wolf. Like, it's they're always complaining so that when someone actually gets hurt, you're like, get up and walk it off, because we see them do that all the time. And then Pulisic really got hurt, though.
Now, and what's the injury? Does anyone have any idea? Is there any reporting?
No, but
it can't be just because he got hit in the man region.
Well,
it's got to be more than that.
I mean, hopefully he's going to be okay. We're efforting that right now. And as a cool treat, later on in the show, a good friend of ours, who Perloff and I used to work with at Sports Illustrated, is now covering the World Cup in Qatar for the Guardian. Our friend Brian Graham is in the stadium watching that game, is going to join us a little bit later on. He's filing his story now, and then he's going to jump aboard with us, which is cool to get someone who's actually on the ground.
I do have an update about Pulisic.
Yeah, okay. What's going on?
He apparently has an abdominal injury and was taken to the hospital. So it seems like it's more than just a knee to the,
a broken rib or something.
A rib. It could be some sort of a muscle in his abdomen. It looked like it was more than just, I mean, he was down for a long time, and they even brought the stretcher. He walked it off, but that seemed more than just a shot to the junk.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be. Otherwise,
the fact that he's going to the hospital is not a good sign for the Netherlands.
Yeah, I'm
going
to slowly take down that tweet.
Yeah, dude's on his way to a Qatar hospital. Qatari hospital. That's not where you want to be.
Oh, okay. Am I allowed to delete this tweet?
Like,
I'm going to.
Oops, my bad.
Well, if he's really hurt, it's not as funny anymore.
No, it's definitely not. It wasn't funny in the moment. Well, we were all calling him a hero, and you were calling him a hack.
He got up and ran around the soccer field. It's not like
he slowly jogged around.
He didn't run around like hands triumphant. I mean, do you.
He lived, no, but he did run around the field.
He jogged a tiny bit. He did jog a little bit, yeah.
How many minutes did he play? Like,
I don't know, 3 or 4. Stu's efforting.
Whatever. It is an unusual set of events.
He's even more of a hero.
How did he
actually ran around?
Do you think he got hit in the kidney or something? Like, what happened?
I don't know.
I'm asking you to speculate from a million miles away.
Yeah. So he played like an extra 10 minutes afterwards, because he scored in the 38th minute, and I think they blew the whistle like 50, 51.
Yeah.
So it was about another 10, 12. And plus, he was down for a while, so he was probably off the pitch for about 5, 6 minutes.
Might be like more like 7 or 8.
Yeah. You know, only one word to describe that guy. Hero.
Heroic. Legend.
Tua Tagovailoa got knocked out twice this year to the point where he doesn't
probably
remember
should not
the
be
entire
playing.
Season. And that dude's going out there. So those guys are also heroes? Is that how we're framing it?
I think that we just understand they're not like you and I. That's for sure.
Giving
That's
up your body for your country makes you a hero. Giving up your body for your professional football team and your contract does not make you a hero. It just makes you a football player.
Well, unless to Miami fans, he might be a hero. To your local fan base.
There you go. He's a Miami hero.
I'm sure he's really proud about that. No, I think he is too. I think he's an Alabama hero for sure.
Definitely.
We throw this word around because It fits. Okay, tonight, college football playoff rankings. Yep. We're not expecting anything to change in the top four, right? We believe this is going to, well, there will be one big change. Ohio State will be out. But we think it will be Georgia, Michigan, TCU, and then USC. Yes?
Yeah, I think that the top four seems set. Unless for some reason they jump Michigan over Georgia. Which would be interesting, but it wouldn't really matter.
No, but okay, so those four in some...
Right. The one reason they won't do that, in case Ohio State gets in at four, they don't want a rematch in the first game, probably. Yeah. But anyway, it's going to be those four for sure. Then it gets interesting.
Who do you think comes in at five?
I think it's definitely Ohio State with one loss at five and Alabama with two losses at six. Now, some people are saying Tennessee should be ahead of Alabama. I see the argument. But, I mean, come on, you know that committee, Maggie. They're going to put Alabama at six.
I think they're going to put Alabama at six, too. I think they've been looking for a way to have Alabama just sort of hover around this top four. And the thing is, though, is I don't think there's a way for Alabama to get in.
Seems tough, huh?
Because I think even if TCU loses, they're still in. Unless, like, some they lose 100-0 in the Big 12 title game, maybe they're out. But that's not going to happen.
Nope.
So it's USC losing. So that would be a two-loss USC team, and then who comes back in? And I think it's Ohio State. But here's the thing. Does anyone want to see Ohio State in this top four?
Yeah, kind of. I'd like to see Marvin Harrison play again, sure.
I would love to see Marvin Harrison play again. But to be honest, I feel like I'm kind of – the way that Ohio State lost against Michigan, I'm kind of good with Ohio State. Like, I get it. You know, maybe I want to see a C.J. Stroud, like, redemption game, but I'm going to get that in the Rose Bowl. He's going to play in a bowl game. So.
But that's an exhibition game. I think in a real game.
He won't play in the Rose Bowl. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't want to get hurt.
I think that there is a compelling reason because I think we feel like Ohio State is leaving. They're probably the more talented team on Saturday. They're leaving a lot of talent out there. And also, they'll get JSN back and they'll get Travion Henderson back.
Yeah.
I feel like a redemption storyline. There's something there. It's not bad.
No, but you lose to Michigan like that. You're at home. You get smacked around. Like, Michigan was hurt, you know, missing Blake Corum. You still lose. I'm not trying to rub dirt into this for the Ohio State fans. I'm just saying, like, I'm good. I watched a lot of Ohio State this year. I feel like that's kind of who they are.
I don't know. Wasn't there a point in the first quarter you're like, oh, boy, Ohio State should run away with this? They were outgaining them by so many yards, and they have so much talent all over the field.
Yeah, and then Michigan figured it out and was leading at halftime.
Yeah, so on big fluke plays.
Well, explosive plays. You want to call them flukes? Yeah. We could also call them explosives.
Well, they finally said, oh my gosh, Ohio State's back four is just awful.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think Ohio State has more. I mean, don't you want to see Jackson Smith and Jigba out there again? Be interesting.
But here's the thing. He's been so injured all year that I'm like, I don't even, is he even going to play? Is he actually going to play?
He was questionable for this game. I mean, they were talking about him coming back, so I would assume he's back. He's also got C.J. Stroud. Where is, you know, TCU, USC? I think there is some star power with Ohio State. That's something. It's not the best. Alabama even more so. They have the defending Heisman champion, Bryce
Weirdly,
Young.
Weirdly, I feel like I'd almost rather see Bama, which I know is weird, but...
Weird. They're the most popular team. They're the Dallas Cowboys of the sport. Of course you want to see them.
I mean, I get it. I guess, like, this was the thing about Ohio State. You had your shot, right? You had the home game, and you blew it. And I don't know if I feel like, all right, now you do nothing, and you're idle this week, and now, I don't know, I get to see you somehow climb back into this top four. To me, I'm just like, that's not intriguing to me.
Interesting. You wouldn't like to see, okay. Yeah, I would love to see how Ohio State responded if they got back in. Because you have to admit, it's not exactly the team you'd want to see if you're one of those final
four. No, yeah, of course Michigan you would want to see him.
Michigan would not want to see him because it's hard to beat a team twice in a row.
Oh, definitely. I'm hoping that USC hangs on because I want to see USC in the final four.
Well, I think, I'm curious, say TCU loses and somehow they get blown out.
Okay.
You don't think that there's going to be an Ohio State TCU argument? There will be.
100% is going to be.
That'll be interesting.
They will be interesting, but I don't think it should exist because I think that with TCU playing in the Big 12 title game, even if they get blown out, what they've done this season, I would still put them in.
Well, yeah.
I'm not the committee.
The counter argument would be the Penn State and the Notre Dame wins for Ohio State. So, I mean, I think you at least make a case.
No doubt. You certainly make a case. There's another question about this that we'll have to unpack on the other side of this, which is Jim Harbaugh, who, let's not forget, it was only January of this year where Harbaugh and the Raiders had their flirtation. this wasn't that long ago, that maybe Harbaugh, at least I remember reporting around it, was that Michigan believe that if Jim Harbaugh was offered the Raiders job, he would have accepted it.
Yeah.
It went to Josh McDaniels.
2 years ago, he almost got fired at this time. So.
Yeah, remember they cut his salary.
Yeah.
He had to give some salary back, or maybe that was 2020. But now, is there a possibility that Jim Harbaugh like leaves on a high note here? You beat Ohio State twice in a row? Do you start thinking about the NFL again? We'll get back to that in just a little bit. Don't move. More Maggie and Perloff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.